Welcome to the WBFO Press Pass. I'm Mark Scott. It's time for our monthly visit with Elizabeth Licata, editor of Buffalo Spree.
Hi, Mark.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Well, indeed, it is that time of
year
when people resolve to become healthier in the new year. Now, the fitness center I belong to is busier. Unfortunately, that won't last. Many will make the resolution but soon give up. Why do you think it's so hard to keep this particular resolution?
Well, I think people really get discouraged and they expect big changes. And basically, and this is the common wisdom, is you can't just think about this once a year. You pretty much have to be thinking about this all year round. And whatever changes you make, you have to keep up and you have to be patient to see results, because you're not going to see results right away. And I think that's why a lot of people get discouraged, because they really only think about it once a year. And then, you know, it's hard for them to break the routines that they've already established.
Now, in the January issue, there's an article on running outdoors in a Buffalo winter. You know, I'll drive past someone who is running on a cold and snowy day, and my reaction is either you're nuts or you're one dedicated runner.
Well, running is good exercise, and if you're prepared for it, if you're in good shape otherwise, so that you're not giving your system a huge shock by doing something that you've never done before, I think that running in all weather is great. If you're a runner, not everyone's a runner, but it is a way to embrace our climate and not act as though you have to stay indoors for 3 months. And I do think that's kind of an unhealthy way of looking at, you know, where we live. And we should be able to enjoy life outside in Western New York in all months.
Just take the safety precautions, because you are dealing with snow and ice in the roadway, and it's also darker for much of the day as opposed to summertime.
Well, it's just like, if you're running outside, people run in the dark in the summer, same thing. You wear reflective clothing, same as if you're on a bike. And there's a lot of good equipment out there and good running shoes that are great for this kind of weather.
Many of us belong to fitness clubs where they have the latest equipment, but there's something to be said about working out at home, and Donna Hoke wrote about that. At least in my home, though, my fitness equipment doesn't match what I can get at the gym, and I'm wondering if others feel the same way, that if they really want to get a good workout, they can't do it at home, they got to go to a gym.
Oh, I don't think that's true at all, Mark. No, there's Donna talks about some great videos that require no fitness equipment whatsoever, but you can get very good equipment. We have a treadmill and elliptical that are maybe not quite as good as what you would find in a fitness center, but they're not getting as much use. They don't need to be. Something that you've got in your house doesn't really need to be as heavy duty as something that's in a gym that, I don't know how, hundreds of people are using every day. So you don't... It just has to be good enough for you to use it every day or every other day.
And with streaming and apps, there's so much more you can do at home than perhaps you could when you just had that VCR of Jane Fonda years ago.
Oh, there's so much. You can use the internet. There's all kinds of online programs. There's all kinds of entertainment that you can take advantage of with the Wii's and so on. I mean, working out at home can be a lot more fun now.
And it's not all about exercise. It's not all about fitness. If you're gorging on chicken wings, large fries, and a milkshake a few times a week, you're not going to lose weight. So you include some nutritious suggestions in this issue.
Well, we do, but I just want to say it's not entirely about losing weight. And I think that's another problem that people have with their resolutions, is that they're very focused on weight loss. It's really about health. It's about year-round health. And even if you don't lose 50 pounds, as long as you've improved how healthy you feel, and are you able to run up and down the stairs more easily than you were before. So I don't want to make it, it's not just about that. You know, it's not just about looks, it's about health. I want to make that very clear.
And it's true in my case, because I struggle with my weight, but I work out 5 times a week, and I think my heart is as healthy as it can be, you know, given my weight. I mean, I'd still like to drop some pounds, but I know what to do, you know, and that's cut back on the the food, and I like many people, just enjoy eating a lot.
Right. If your test results are good, if your doctor is happy with you, then, you know, the fact that you're not skinny is not really that important, I don't think. But in terms of the nutrition, yes, we do have some advice about juicing and so on, which is a big thing. And one of our writers talks about the importance of, I think a lot of us drink our calories in the form of a lot of sugary drinks. And our writers talk about, like, just look to water or even seltzer and different ways that you can just get rid of the silly calories that you're not even enjoying and that you don't need.
Now, the January issue also includes the always popular Top Doctors section. Now, this is compiled by a company called Castle Connolly Medical. They're a healthcare research and information company. Now, when reviewing the list, I see the names of some doctors I would expect would be on there, but then there are a few doctors I'm surprised not to see. So how exhaustive is this list?
It's very exhaustive. And in the past, we have put links on our website so that any doctor in Western New York can access this service and let them know that they want to be included in the next survey. And the questions are very simple that they ask. They just ask the doctors, if you or a loved one had this problem, who would you go to? Who would you send your loved one to? So it's basically, you know, and that's, you know, obviously when it's you, you're going to try to go to the best.
Yeah.
So that's the main criteria they use. They use a lot of other criteria, and they really do, their surveys are exhaustive, and they really do try to get as many doctors as possible to participate.
Do you hear when this issue comes out from some doctors who are ringing your phone saying, why wasn't I included? Or not so much?
Not really. Okay. Maybe when we first started it, but people know what the survey is. It's, you know, it's not like we're springing it on people. We've been doing this every year for maybe 10 years or better. In fact, I think more than that. So I don't think that people are just shocked when they see the list. Yeah. So there are going to be some doctors who are upset that they're not on the list, and then they'll say, well, it's not a good list. And honestly, this list is just one tool among many. We're not expecting people to look at this list and change their doctors at all. This list is like, it might help you. Or maybe you don't need to look at it, and you're happy with what you've gotten. That's fine, too.
But I'm sure this makes this issue one of the biggest of the year, because people look for this, I would assume.
They
readers
do. Yeah, they do. They look at this. They look at they like our best of issue, and they like this issue.
Yeah. You wrote a piece in the January issue about Buffalo's historic midway row of townhouses on Delaware. First, to someone who keeps up with the architectural treasures in our town, I must admit I was unaware that there was something called the Midway Row.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I drive past it, but I didn't know it had a name.
But you've noticed it, surely.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes.
You may remember back in the day, remember when Lord Chumley's was there?
Yes,
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 of course.
Yes.
Well, yes, this is a... Buffalo's not really known for townhouses. People in Buffalo could afford... they had space, they had room, and they could afford to build big houses with lots of yards. And there was a lot of call for townhouses that didn't really have all that space around them. But there was some speculation that this is something that people might want. And so a group of architects got together and came up with this project. And each house is built by a different architect.
Uh-huh.
And so they're different, yet they all had to conform to certain standards so they wouldn't be too different. So in terms of height and so on.
Now, you wrote specifically about 477 Delaware. So talk about what makes that so special.
Well, you've probably never been in there. That has been the headquarters for the Western New York chapter of the DAR, the Daughters of the American Revolution, for many years. And it was bequeathed to that organization by the owner of the house, Catherine Pratt Oner. There was only three owners over the entire life of the house. So it's almost like a time capsule walking in there. All of her original furniture is there. The inside of the house looks very much as it would have many, many years ago. And that's unusual because the Midway, a lot of the townhouses were cut up, turned into apartments, turned into businesses. So I believe there are maybe only two that have their original floor plans, and in this case, even the original furniture and everything. Probably the only one that still has some of the original furniture. So it's really amazing and beautiful.
Now, is this open to the public for tours? Or
yes,
is this,
okay, it is open okay. Now. Yes, Explore Buffalo is now having special tours of this property. So it's also you can rent and use it for an event that you might have, a party or something like that.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful property.
Elizabeth Licata is editor of Buffalo Spree. As always, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Mark. Happy New Year again.
Mark Scott, WBFO News.